5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
So here also in verse 44, Jesus said again, the word therefore. Look how he keep going back to therefore. But he added this time, therefore you. Now who Jesus was talking about, those that are following him. Those that say yes to his will. Now he's not talking about those that when you get in trouble, you calling on the name of the Lord. He ain't talking about those when you come to church lukewarm. I praise you today because I got everything going on. That's the wrong time to praise him. You praise him when you got things going on, so he can move that out of your way. He don't need you to praise him when everything is up. Praise him while you're down and see what he'll do in that. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Ready. Be ready. Ready means not to wait in vain, because it will be in vain if you wake up and you're not ready. God, Jesus. Jesus. You're waking up, but you're not ready. Hallelujah. And another reason Jesus said to be ready is because we don't know how long we got left on this earth, because that's up to him. We don't know whether it's a long time, or we don't even know it's a short time. So why not be ready? Amen? But one thing we are sure about is that Jesus will come. And the reason why we know he's coming, because in Revelation 22, Jesus' parting words was, surely I'm going to come quickly. And he ain't going to give us nothing else to go on. So if you're not reading his Bible, you don't know what's going on, because it's through his word. Amen? That's why it should concern us to watch always. First thing, because we need to watch, we have, every one of us that's sitting in this have a house to keep, which lies exposed, in which we are all worth. All our worth, not some of them, but all our worth is laid up. And that house is our own soul, which we must keep with diligence. We got to keep doing the right thing. Keep speaking the right thing. Keep loving our enemies. Keep on doing it. Because that's the spiritual need that we need while we're waiting. Amen? Now the second thing. Yeah, it ain't going to be long. I promise you. God want me to drop this in you and go and breathe this, because he's coming back. The second thing is that Christ chose to come as a thief in the night. He chose to. Well, Reverend Herman, why he choose that? I'm so glad you asked. So that the triumphs of his enemies may be turned into greater shame. But then on the other hand of that, it is the fear of his friends that would turn to, excuse me, of the greater joy. There's a joy knowing that he's coming, but it's more so a joy when you know you're part of him. We always say, oh, I know the Lord and he know me. How you can answer for God whether or not he know you or not? You may know him, but you don't know what God know about you. He may know that you're not saying the same thing he's saying. That's why we have to examine, be careful of a conversation. We know him because he done brought us through some trials and tribulations. That's our knowing. But when you get that personal relationship, they say, I know him because I have submitted to his will. I know him because I'm doing his will. I know him because I'm obeying his will. I know him because I love my brother. The third thing, if Christ, when he come, find us asleep and not ready, our house gonna be broken into. And everything, talking about our soul, everything that we'd done build up in there, it won't be to no advantage. Not as the thief though. See, we talking about Jesus coming now. Not as the thief come just steal a little personal stuff. That's okay, because that ain't ours anyway. God just learned that stuff to us. Amen? We just stewards over that. But when it comes down to taking our soul, that's a whole different story. Hallelujah. And this one is not done, when the thief, not as a thief unjustly, but as by a just and legal process. And that process is death and judgment. It's going to cease upon all we have. So the question today is, are you ready? I can't answer for y'all. All I can answer for Barbara Herman. Barbara Herman ready. I stay ready. Amen. So that's the question today. Are you ready? And if you're not ready, get ye ready. You got time. We're preaching the word. We're teaching the word. We're singing the word. Get ready. Hallelujah. And the only answer, and this is what I say, it's personal too. That's why I say I can't answer for nobody but Barbara Herman. I can't answer for Sister Jackie, Sister Tina, Sister Beard, none of y'all. But I sure can answer for Barbara Herman. Y'all may not think Barbara Herman may not be, can answer for, yes I can. I got evidence following behind my answer. Hallelujah. And the only answer to that question is, have you confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead? And conjunction, have you submitted your will to his will? Not your will, because your will is not going to obey him. But when you submit your will to him, you say, God, all of me to you, and give it all to him. Don't question him when he said, do this and do that. Have you done that? Hallelujah. Don't answer. And if that answer is yes, oh Jesus, then the Lord is saying to us today, why you wait, spend your time by taking care of my people. See, we so think about y'all ain't my people. Y'all God's people. And if I don't do what I need to do according to God's people, God gonna get me. I can't teach and preach one thing and then I'm doing something else. God gonna get me. So y'all don't have to judge me. God gonna judge me. Hallelujah. Say, take care of my people and doing the work here on earth. Both, see, I put that both within the church and outside the church. Amen. That is all he asking us to do to get prepared for when he returns. Because when God come back, whatever you doing, he say keep on doing it. So if you in the closet coming, it is going to be a surprise. Amazement and an unexpected time, and ain't no warning. There will be no opportunity for last minute repentance or trying to bargain with Jesus. It's too late, because the choice that we have already made determined our destiny. Praise the Lord. I pray part two gonna come next time. Hallelujah. Watch and be ready. Because you don't know what time Jesus coming. You may look for me tomorrow. That ain't my time. You may look for me tonight. That ain't my time. He said, watch and be ready. Don't get lazy while you're watching. Don't let the temptation of the world stop you from watching. Don't get distracted. The enemy know when to come to you. He know when you gotta preach, gotta meditate on the word and pray. He come, try to knock you down. One thing about the enemy, he can knock you down. But one thing about it, you can't stay down. Oh, God, y'all. The Holy Ghost is going to pick you up, turn you around, going to place your feet just where it was before. So let him come and show the enemy you ain't got no power. You don't have no authority over what Jesus has done with me. God, you good. That's all I can say. Yes. Yes, Lord. Sister Mildred, I was crying on yesterday. But look what God does. He'll wipe the tears from your eyes. He'll bring you joy when somebody just trying to make you miserable because they miserable. But the devil is a liar. He can't win this battle unless we allow him to win. Lord, I thank you. I'm going to let y'all go because I'm going to go home and finish this. See, I can jump and shout all over that house. Ain't nobody there but me.
Thank you for listening today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Prophetess Herman has a new book called The Holy Spirit Last Sayings to This Millennial Age, The End of the Beginning. This book, along with other books written by Prophetess Herman, can be purchased at thebookpatch.com or at Amazon.com. Prophetess Herman can be reached at 318-955-7054. After all, we still have joy.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, NOW SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs. Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete private facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.